views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, I share a tool to help you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Then we open up the phone lines for your calls. This is your chance to get some intuitive coaching on an issue or problem that's been keeping you stuck. And if you want to receive some on-air coaching, you can call in now. We're not going to take calls just yet, but you can call in now at 800-930-2819, and Benny will keep you on hold till I'm ready for calls. Again, if you want to get some on-air coaching, you can call in at 800-930-2819. 2819. And each week we also give away lots of free coaching sessions with me throughout the show. So be sure and keep tuned in. Goodness gracious, I can't speak. Keep listening for your chance to win a free coaching session. And, you know, today is the first week of this new format where I'm doing this call-in thing, and I'm really excited to share the stage with you and take your calls. And I'm also kind of nervous. I haven't done a call-in show in about 6 months, and so I'm a little bit nervous. So I really appreciate your calls, because your issues and working through those helps other people as well. So not only do you get helped, but other people get helped by hearing what you're going through and hearing ways to address that and deal with it. But one of the carryovers from our previous format is our healing meditation, and we're going to continue to start each show with that. And so today we're going to do a very general meditation where you can focus on something in your life or in the world that you feel needs healing. It may be a person, it may be a situation, it may be something with yourself. And during this meditation, just focus on that and send your love and healing energy. So let's begin and take a deep breath in and release that. That. Well, we're going to dive into this week's light bulb moment in the new format of the show that we're starting today. Light bulb moment comes at the beginning of the show instead of the end. And while I'm sharing that, if you think that you have a problem where you're feeling stuck and you need some guidance with getting unstuck and moving forward, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. 2819. So this week's light bulb moment. Last week, I took a little 3-day vacation and I went up to Whistler, BC, British Columbia. For those of you who aren't in the Northwest, up in Canada, it's about a 4-hour drive from Seattle and it's a ski resort. But in the summer, there's lots of things going on there as well. And I love to go up there, but I hadn't been there in 8 or 9 years. I was really surprised at how long it had been since I'd been there. And one of the things that is always fun to do there is they have the gondolas that go up to the top of the mountain. There's actually two mountains, Whistler and Blackcomb. And there's a gondola that goes up to the top of each mountain. And in the summertime, you can go up there and go hiking, and or it's just a great view. So I was looking forward to going up the mountain in the gondola, which I did. And I also realized when I bought my ticket that since I had been there, they had a new gondola, which is a peak-to-peak gondola, which goes from the top of Whistler to the top of Blackcomb. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. This will be really fun. So I go up to the top of Whistler, and I get up there, and I realize when I'm looking at this gondola that goes from peak to peak that it is really high off the ground. When you're going up the mountain, you're not really that high off the ground, maybe 20 or 30 feet, not very high. This one I asked because I have a fear of heights and I was like, oh my God, 1,200 feet above the ground. So to me, 1,000 feet sounds higher than 1,200, but 1,200 is higher. That's basically equivalent to a 120-story building above the ground. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can do this because I do have this fear of heights. And so what I did, because I didn't want to wimp out and really miss out on a great opportunity. And the other thing was that if I didn't go over to Blackcomb, I missed out on seeing the sights over there. So here's what I did. My plan to decide whether or not I was going to do it was, first of all, I talked to one of the attendants there and she was really great. And, oh, yeah, you know, here's all the safety information about it. And it had been going on for 6 years. They'd never had any problems with it. And then I watched it for a while because that kind of helped me come up with a plan for what am I going to do? How am I going to deal with this? And so after I watched it for a while, I thought about how I could minimize my fear when I was in the gondola. And one of the things I came up with was that I could sit backwards so that I couldn't see what was coming. I would only see where I had already been. I could close my eyes if I got too scared. And then I asked myself, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? And the worst thing that could happen is that it would fall down and I would be killed. So to me, being killed is not, it's actually better than being, you know, maimed or something. And so I was like, okay, well, I'd have a few seconds of terror if it fell down, but then I'd be dead and, you know, I'd be fine. I wouldn't have to worry about it. And so I went, oh, okay. And in the end, it really was, I had to just trust and have faith both in the engineering of it and in myself because I couldn't know that I'd be okay. So I decided to do it and I did have a queasy stomach all the way across, but I really made it across without being too scared. I got kind of nervous when someone else in the gondola got up and was walking around. That bothered me, but it was all great and I got across. And having succeeded at that, I decided to take the chairlift back down the mountain. And, you know, first of all, it's not that high off the ground, but my fear about it was that you could fall out. It's not enclosed like the gondola. And I'd always been scared when I went on the Ferris wheel, which is what it reminded me of. But I did it. I took the chair back down. It was actually two chairs to go back down. Saw a black bear while I was on one of the chairs. So that was my reward for doing it. And I was really proud of myself and grateful that I hadn't missed out on those experiences. And I'm telling you this story because, you know, it's very similar to making changes in our lives that feel scary and where there is some risk involved. And anytime we make a change, there is some risk that it won't work out. So shifting it for a moment here into a light bulb moment and how you can get unstuck by overcoming fear of a change that's going to help you get unstuck is to, you know, just start by thinking about a step that you'd like to take to make a change in your life that would help you, but you're not doing it. And what's stopping you is fear. And, you know, there may be one thing in particular that you're afraid of, or you might have many fears around that particular change. And so here's what you do. And this is basically what I did with the fear of heights. Decide if more information will help. And if so, get that information. Think of ways you can minimize the impact of that change in your life. This is like me deciding I could close my eyes or ride backwards. Ask yourself what the likelihood is that this thing you're afraid of is actually going to happen. So the likelihood of the gondola falling down was pretty small. And what's the worst possible outcome if you choose to make that change? And in my case, I'd be killed. And I was really okay with that. Not that I want to be killed, but, you know, it was like I could be okay with that. And then if the worst thing happens, what would you do? What would you do if that worst thing happened? And when we follow that chain of logic, usually we find we can deal with it. We'll be okay. And last but not least, if the bad thing were to happen, the thing that you fear were to happen, would it be bad enough that it would make you decide not to make the change if you could foresee that thing would happen? Because that might, you know, the severity of it might be something that makes you go, no, I'm not willing to risk that. And last but not least, are you willing to take a leap of faith? Because we cannot predict the future. We can only predict the likelihood. And as I said, usually you'll find that the worst case scenario is something that you can overcome once you acknowledge what it is. So that's this week's light bulb moment about taking that leap of faith and overcoming those fears. So we're getting ready to take a break, but I want to remind you that after we come back from the break, is going to be all call-in for coaching. So if you want to receive some on-air coaching about getting unstuck in a situation that you don't know what to do with, and it can be anything. It can be career, it can be business, it can be a relationship, it can be just something in yourself that you want to change. Call in now at 800-930-2819. And also after we come back from the break, we'll be giving away the first free coaching session. So be sure and stay online for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away a free coaching session and take some callers. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. That's the only way. So tonight,
gotta leave the 9 to 5 up on the shelf. We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about how to let go of fear and take a leap of faith to get unstuck and start moving forward in your life. And before we talk more about that, I want to give away a free 30-minute coaching session right now to the first caller at 800-930-2819. And I do all of my coaching by phone, so you can be anywhere in the world. And if you have Skype access, we can do it. Again, if you want a free coaching session, a free 30-minute coaching session, 800-930-2819. And there are three types of sessions you can choose from. Just a straightforward coaching session. You have an issue and we work on it. We can do a numerology report and talk about what the information in there says about your life purpose and your direction. Or I can do coaching with Tarot as a as also some guidance in there. So if you want any of those kinds of free coaching sessions, give a call right now at 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to receive some on-air coaching, you can also call in right now at the same number, 800-930-2819, for a free coaching session or to get some on-air guidance. And if you choose to do on-air guidance, you'll also get a free coaching session. So I know Benny's heading into the other room to answer the phones. And while he's doing that, I just want to talk a little bit more about our topic today, which has been, how do I let go of fear in order to make the changes that I need in my life in order to really get on track with what my purpose is. And one other piece that's kind of, it's related, it's really a specific kind of fear that we have, are the limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves. And we can do a very similar process with our limiting beliefs that will help us get over them and be able to take the steps that we need to take in order to make the changes that we want to make. So, you know, in order to be able to make shifts in our lives, we do have to make changes, and we do get kind of stuck in this box of who we think we are and what we think is available to us. And limiting beliefs are anything that we tell ourselves that will limit our options and choices. They're perceived limitations because, and they are only perceived, they are not real. They're limitations that are placed upon us by our family and friends, by society, and most importantly, by ourselves. And, you know, these limiting beliefs are really the difference between what you think you should do versus what you want to do. And they're beliefs, not facts, because they've not been proven. They are what we believe, not what is a fact in life. And that is the most important thing to remember, is that they're beliefs, not facts. So just like we did with our fears, we want to minimize those so that they don't prevent us from doing what we want to do in our lives. And when we come back from, are we going to do a caller now, Benny?
Yeah, we have a little ways before our next break. But okay. Tina is our winner from Federal Way, and she'd also like to say hi and maybe a small little reading with her as well.
Okay, that would be absolutely great. So after we talk to Tina, we'll talk about how to deal with your limiting beliefs. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Great. Are you enjoying the sunshine today?
Yes, I really am. I needed the sun.
Yes, a nice change after the weekend. So tell me what's up with you.
Okay, well, you know, I've been in my career, banking career, for about 28 years, and I was doing very, very fine. I suffered a very traumatic life event, a great loss, about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still trying to get back on my feet, and it seems like I've just been shuffling from situation to situation, but I really want to get back on my life track and my career path.
Okay, So what I'm hearing you say is that you had been in banking for many years, and then you had this event occur.
Yes.
And so did you quit working at that time, or what happened?
No, I continued working. Continued working in my field, but, you know, my drive, my visions of what I wanted for my future changed. Everything changed dramatically.
Okay.
So I had to reassess. Mm-hmm.
So... And that's where I was going with my, when I said, oh, so. So
yeah.
Basically, what it sounds like is that this career that you had for those many years, it was based upon a certain vision of success for your life path. And then when this other event occurred, it kind of, you know, threw everything up in the air. And you went,
right.
Oh, is this really it? Is that correct?
Right. Correct.
So do you feel like you know what it really is or not?
I mean my career path?
Yeah, or what your purpose is as related to career.
Yeah, I do. I still love what I do, but I'm finding it hard to get the motivation. I feel like people are, because of what happened to me, they're staying away from me.
Okay.
For whatever reason. And so I love what I do, and I'm trying to get back on track. I'm missing that fire. I know it's out there, but I need encouragement again. I don't know what I need, but I'm not connecting like I did prior.
You know what I feel, just based on what you're saying, is that that this life event that occurred, part of the purpose of it was for you to discover that it was time for you to do and be something different in the world.
Oh, uh-huh.
And okay. That the reason you're not feeling inspired by your work anymore, and, you know, people around you were not connecting with you in the way that they used to, is because that's not where you're supposed to be.
Okay, I can accept that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you might find that what you really are supposed to be doing has elements of what you did for all those years.
Okay.
But is a somewhat different path, because it really sounds like you're not getting fulfillment and enjoyment from what you're doing anymore.
True. Mm-hmm.
And that is really, I mean, I speak from personal experience, but also from working with a lot of people on similar types of issues, that when we lose that spark, you know, it can be that just a thing or two needs to be tweaked and it will come back again. But mm-hmm. I also think that because it was the result of a huge shakeup in your life, that part of the purpose of that shakeup was for you to make a shift career-wise as
okay.
well.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Do you so if you weren't to be in the career you are now, do you have a feeling for what you would want to do?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. See, you already know. That's what I love, is we already know the answers, and sometimes they're just kind of obscured from us, but you already know.
Right. Okay. So I just have to get away. I was listening to your talk prior. You were talking about letting go of the fear.
Yes.
And thinking about what is the worst case scenario that would happen if you A, B, and C.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, yeah, maybe I don't have to just jump in full, you know, full length into something, but
right.
slowly progress in that direction.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there are so many different ways that we can move in the direction that is right for us. And yeah, it doesn't have to be a leap off the cliff kind of, you know, leap of faith. It can just be a one step at a time kind of thing.
Okay.
As long as we're moving in the right direction.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. Do you want to share what it is that you think you'd like to do or not?
Well, I've been writing a lot. I do a lot in media. But I've been writing on the side for like 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And I do some stuff in front of television. And I've been doing that for the last, I do that for years. And I've been doing it constantly for the last year. And it just brings me joy. It brings me fulfillment. I don't even try to do very, very well. And I love it.
Yeah. And see,
so I've been doing that on the side.
Mm-hmm. That's a key. You don't even try it. And it's just mm-hmm. easy for you. And you love it. I think right. that's absolutely right on track. And since you won the free session, when we connect to do that, we can explore more what you might do to start moving in that direction.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Well, very good. Well, thanks so much for being the first caller today. And, you know, I think I said I was nervous because I hadn't done a call-in show for a while, and I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. And I know we have another caller, but it is just a minute till break. So I think that we will hold off on that caller till after the break. And, you know, I just want to say a couple of words about the kind of coaching that I do is about life purpose and to a large degree how that's related to career or starting your own business. But life purpose does also impact us in every aspect of our life. And one of my little taglines is life gets a lot easier once you know who you are and what your purpose is. And so I'm really passionate about helping people find their life purpose. And to that end, when we come back from this next break, we're going to take another caller to win another session. I don't know why I can't get the words out today. I'm having trouble with that.
You're still up in the air about 1,200 feet.
That's it. I'm still recovering from my height, my fear of heights. But we are going to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. When we come back, we'll give away another free coaching session, and we'll take another caller. Stay tuned.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Are you always asking for more and looking for that something we all know is possible? What if that something is you? Access Consciousness is saying thank you by giving free gifts to all the Dr. Pat Show listeners to create a vitalicious life. Download your 1 hour video of Dr. Dane Here's life-changing class, Being You, Changing the World, and 10 short videos packed with great simple tools for creating more ease and joy in your life, business, and relationships. Get your free gifts at accessconsciousness.me/Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Don't give up the fight. We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about how to let go of fear and take a leap of faith that will get you unstuck and moving in the right direction in your life. And we're going to give away another free 30-minute coaching session right now to the first caller at 800-930-2819. So if you want a free session, you can call in right now, 800-930-2819. And while people are calling for that, we do have a caller, correct, Benny?
Certainly do. And we'll take Cassie calling in from Everett. Cassie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi, how are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. So before we start, I meant, you know, it's like this new format of the show today. I'm kind of a little bit discombobulated, and I had a new way I wanted to take callers. I forgot to do it with the first caller, so you get to be the guinea pig. So
okay.
I want to start with, what's one thing in your life that you're grateful for?
My family.
Yes, very good. Now, what is your thing that you're calling about?
Well, I am really trying to practice being more, or following my intuition.
Uh-huh.
Just really trying to focus more on that lately. And I'm feeling kind of like, I can't make a decision right now about whether or not I should move.
Okay.
There's an opportunity to move into this neighborhood that would be better for my daughter because it's in her school district.
Uh-huh.
And we're driving her now back and forth. And we're renting. So our lease is coming up, and we could possibly get into this new place, but I just don't know. I'm trying to see a big sign, you know,
right,
letting me know it's the right thing or not.
So the thing that popped into my mind immediately that I would recommend you to do, have you done any work with muscle testing before?
No.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
Yes. A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And just for listeners who don't know what it is, it's our bodies have intelligence that we don't always consciously have access to. And our bodies know the answer to pretty much everything. And that's our subconscious, our intuition, all those different words we use for it. And one way to access that information is through something called muscle testing. And you can do it, Cassie, on your own with a pendulum.
Uh-huh.
And I have used this in my own life, and especially when I'm feeling really confused and not sure what I want, it mm-hmm. is so helpful to me. So my recommendation is that you get a pendulum and you ask the question. So the way that it works is that you ask yes and no questions, and you kind of prime it by asking things like, is my name Cassie? Is my name Robert? Which obviously you'd get a no for that. So you get really mm-hmm. solid on which direction is yes and which direction is no. And then you can say, should I stay in this house? Or should I move? And then that can lead you, I mean, you don't have to say, okay, yes, it said yes, so now I'm going to move. But it can
right.
lead you down the path of, okay, here's what my body is telling me I really want to do. And then start looking at why you're confused about it.
Okay. Because, I mean, I know what I want. It's
okay.
Just, you know, it's just all the other factors that play into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, financially and emotionally, you know, moving is hard and everything,
yeah.
but
mm-hmm.
long term, I feel like it's better.
Okay.
So I guess I could do the muscle testing on that just to see
right.
if it's worth it or not, I guess.
Well, and, you know, when you, I'm on another.
The time is right.
Right, exactly. That's another good question to ask. Is this the right time to move?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big piece, too, is like, we just moved a year ago.
Okay.
You know, so.
And I would also say, is that a limiting belief that you're putting yourself in this box? We were talking a little bit about limiting beliefs earlier, where your thought is that, oh, if it's only been a year, we shouldn't move again so soon.
Right.
Right. So is that true? I mean, that's not even true. That's just a belief.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a fact. It's a belief. Yeah. So, so I would try the muscle testing. And I would also, and you may have already done this piece, but I would kind of write down, here are all the reasons I want to move. Here are all the reasons I don't want to move. And then you can use those as questions with the pendulum.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've thought of doing like sort of the pros and cons, but I haven't actually gotten, you know, down to writing it and everything. So.
Right, exactly. And I'm not even saying pros and cons, because when we're in this kind of confused state of mind, to me, at least, that just even seems even more overwhelming. You know, it's like I already know those in my mind, right?
Right, exactly.
So then just saying, okay, I do already know the answer to all of these on a level that I'm not accessing yet. And so, pendulum, you're going to help me. And I don't have to think about it. I just ask the question and see what the answer is.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to be like, if it's hard, you know, then obviously it's the universe saying it's not right.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It's too much work.
Yeah. And you can even ask, will this move be easy?
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. And you can also, separate from the pendulum and asking, you can intend for that. If you decide you want to move, you can set an intention that the move is easy and effortless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. And before you go, a couple of things. One more thing you're grateful for.
One more thing I'm grateful for?
Yep.
I am grateful for my health.
Good. And if you want to stay on the line, then Benny will come and take your information, and I'd like to give you a free session.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, just stay on the line, and Benny will help you with that. And in the meantime, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we can take Cheryl now, calling in from Seattle.
All right. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you bet. So you're learning the drill just as I am. So what's something you're grateful for?
You know, I'm grateful really for my life. I have a really good, happy life. I have a good family and friends and pets. And so I'm mostly just really grateful.
That you have the life you do.
Yes.
And, you know, I can totally relate to that. Even at the times when my life isn't as, you know, ideal as I might think it could be, I also look at, okay, what are all the things I learned from those situations that weren't ideal? And so I love just saying I'm grateful for this life that I have.
Yeah.
With everything that comes with it.
And, you know, I heard you ask the last caller, so I thought, you know, I was like, oh, because right now I'm in a funk. And then I thought, well, really, everything except this one area that I'm in a funk about.
And is that what we're going to talk about, the area you're in a funk about? Okay, because we'll find gratitude in that, too. So,
okay, good.
But so tell me, what's going on?
Well, I started a new business, and I have a business, and it's been very successful. I manifested it really quickly and easily and have always been able to manifest pretty quickly and easily in most aspects of my life. But I really felt like it was time to transition. And so I still have my old business, plus I started a new business. And both of them have, the businesses just dramatically dropped off.
Okay.
And so the more that happens, the more depressed I get about it. And I know, you know, you have to be positive to manifest. You have to be
I mean, it's a vicious cycle. Yeah, it's like once you start getting negative.
I'm just like so frustrated, angry, sad, you know, the whole gamut.
So are the businesses the type of thing that are related to one another, or are they totally different things?
They're totally different.
So my question for you is, what sense do you make of the fact that business has dropped off in both of them, even though they're not similar things?
The only thing I can think of is that, and I actually get that it's my attitude, because I now, you know, that my second business really isn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, made me feel all the things I just described. And so that's affecting my first business, too, I think.
Okay. So just from a timing perspective, did the second business start, or the first business didn't start dropping off until after you were disappointed in the performance of the second business?
Yes, I'd have to say that's true.
Okay.
Mostly.
So here's the question that popped into my mind, and it may not fit, or it may or may not fit. When you started the second business, did you have any fear about being too busy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not too busy, are you?
No. I'm not busy at all.
So you've manifested a way to not have to worry about being too busy.
Right. That is so true. And that has occurred to me in the past. I haven't thought about that for a while because I haven't been busy for a while.
So, you know, here is, so tell me a little bit about what you have been doing to try and get out of the doldrums that you fell into.
Well, I do, you know, I talk to my guides, I pray, I visualize, I do what I call the Ah meditation, which I learned from Dr. Wayne Dyer, mm-hmm. which is sound meditation and visualizing what you want. But, you know, and I do counsel people about all this. I mean, it's one of the things I do is counsel people how to manifest, and I can't manifest. And so I just...
And Doctor, I'm just heal thyself.
Stuck in this loop. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So I think that this is tied to a limiting belief. It's interesting how I started talking about limiting beliefs, and now the last two callers were running up against that. I think it's tied to a limiting belief that you cannot be successful at both businesses. And so until you address that, mm-hmm. you can do as much intention setting as you want, and that's going to derail it. So,
okay.
So you need to work on that belief.
Okay, limiting belief that I can't do both because I'll be too busy and I'll be overwhelmed and
yes.
all that. Okay.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Do you believe that?
Well, not now I don't.
Okay. So, you know, so I would start doing some things that were counteracting that belief. So if, you know, things like, well, if I got too busy, then I could do X. So you've
okay.
got like your plan B where... Okay. You don't have to be worried about getting overwhelmed, because if you start to get there, then you'll know what to do because you've already figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes.
Okay. Very good. And so before we get to say goodbye, another thing that you're grateful for?
Oh, I'm really grateful for my health. I feel really lucky to be my age and be really healthy.
Very good. And if you want to stay on the line, Benny, I'll take your information and I'll give you a free session too.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm excited to do it. I, you know, especially with people that, I won't say especially, but yeah, I mean, I guess I have a thing for people that are doing their own business since I do mine, and I know how difficult it can be. So
right,
I really
I've heard
look
you
forward.
Talk about that.
Yeah, it's been a journey, that's for sure. It has been a journey. So, yeah, so stay on the line, and Benny will take your information, and then we'll connect.
Thank you so much, Laura.
All right, thanks. Okay, bye-bye. So we are going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away one more free session, and we will take more callers for intuitive coaching and guidance. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we've been talking about taking that leap of faith to overcome fears that are keeping you from moving forward in life. And we are going to give away one more free coaching session right now. So this will go to the first caller, a 30-minute session at 800-930-2819. Again, if you want to win a free session with me by phone, 800-930-2819. So I'm going to finish up this little talk that I started about limiting beliefs. So just a little bit of a recap. A limiting belief is really kind of a special type of fear. And what it does for us is it kind of keeps us in a box. I'm sure saying kind of a lot. I guess it's better than you know. Anyway, so limiting beliefs keep us from being all that we can be. They tell us that we can only be this big, or we can only look like this, or we can only look like that. And it keeps us from really realizing our life purpose, because our life purpose does not have any limit to it. It allows us to be as big as we need to be to fulfill that purpose. So what I want to remind you is that these are limiting beliefs. They're things we tell ourselves that are not facts, but they can become true, as we heard when we talked to Cheryl, by thinking them. If I believe something is true, then that is what's going to show up in my life. So we want to release these limiting beliefs as much as we can. And sometimes it can be as simple as realizing, oh, that's what I'm telling myself. I'm telling myself that I cannot handle running two successful businesses. And then once I realize that, I go, oh, well, of course, that's not true. Sometimes it takes more work. And, you know, as you heard me tell Cheryl, that one of the ways she can work on it is by saying, okay, if this were to start becoming true, if I were to notice that I was getting so busy, I felt overwhelmed, what could I do about it? And having those plans in place to begin with is another way to deal with those limiting beliefs. Sometimes, however, they are so deeply ingrained in us, and even in our subconscious, we may not be aware of what they are, that it can take a subconscious process to ferret them out and shift them. And some of the processes that I've used for this that are very helpful are hypnotism can get to that subconscious level. Psych K, which is a specific process for dealing with beliefs that we want to shift that are subconscious beliefs. So Psych K, and Psych K is something you can do on your own once you've learned how to do it. Body talk is another thing that you've probably heard me talk about on the show. I do work with a body talk practitioner who also uses Psych K, and I've seen lots of changes in my life with shifting limiting beliefs. And then the last one that I was thinking of just totally went out of my mind. What in the world was the last one that I was thinking? Oh, EFT. So emotional freedom technique, the tapping on acupressure points, that can also help us shift those limiting beliefs that are so ingrained in us or may even be unconscious in our subconscious that we're not aware of them. So to recap what we've talked about today, we've talked about fear and how it keeps us from moving forward. I shared my little story about being up at Whistler and my fear of heights and my fear of going on the peak-to-peak gondola and how I got past that. So that's a formula you can use to overcome fear of anything that's preventing you from taking a step you want to take. We talked about limiting beliefs, which are a special case of fear and keeps us small because we're afraid of something that might happen if we get outside of that box, and some techniques we can use to overcome our limiting beliefs as well. So for those of you who did not win a free coaching session with me, and there were 4 or 5 winners today, which I'm really excited to work with those people because it really is my passion to help people figure out what their life purpose is and then how they can create their life based on their life purpose. But if you didn't happen to win a free coaching session, you can get a free 15-minute consultation with me by going to the website, thelauralonglishow.com, and in the banner up at the top of the page on the right-hand side, you'll see where you can click to sign up for a free 15-minute consultation. And during that consultation, what will happen is we'll talk about what's going on for you. I send you a little questionnaire to begin with before we have our session so that I know what your focus is. And then we'll look at what are ways that I can help you with the situation that you're dealing with in your life. So it's totally free, nothing to lose. May as well go sign up for it. I would love to work with you. So again, you can sign up for that by going to the website, thelauralonglishow.com, in the top banner on the right-hand side of the page. The other thing that I wanted to share with you that would be helpful for moving forward in life and making changes in your life, getting over the stuckness, as we call it, is 5 simple tools that you can use to get unstuck. This is a free PDF that you can immediately download from my website, yourauthenticwisdom.com. And so again, it's yourauthenticwisdom.com. You'll see down at the bottom in the right-hand corner where you can sign up to receive the 5 simple tools that you can use to get unstuck now and hopefully help you get moving forward in your life and really creating the life that you want that is based upon your life purpose. Because that's really what we're all here for, is to express our own life purpose. So we're wrapping up rapidly here. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I was a little nervous doing an all call-in show for the first time in 6 months. So I appreciate all my callers so much. I'm really grateful that you had the courage to call in and share your problem and let others listen, because I know that others got help from hearing your issue as well as you. And I always learn something with each person that I talk to. So thank you so much. I want to thank everyone else who didn't call in, because obviously not everybody could call in, for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I really had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a purposeful week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.